A Rumble and a Scream by Karen Listener. Narrated by Molly Sperduto. I sat in the back seat of my car on many hot nights that summer, watching heat lightning flash silently across the sky and wondering how, in the span of a few weeks, I had gone from Ivy League college freshman to homeless amusement park worker. Each day I lingered at my job at Six Flags Great Adventure as late as possible, hoping for favorable weather so the managers wouldn't send us home early. After my shift ended, I repaired to the locker room, changed out of my tight green and white uniform, and washed off the day's sweat in the shower. Then I aimed my used Plymouth Duster at hotels in Freehold, Princeton, or anywhere else nearby that had a dark parking lot where I could motor in, cut the lights, and snooze in the back seat until sunup. While the townhouse motel near Princeton afforded access to a rumbling ice machine on the second floor, the Sheridan on Route 537 boasted a larger parking lot that would shield me from discovery. My parents were fighting over the terms of their divorce that summer, and it wasn't comfortable to live with either of them. My mother had just left our native Central Jersey to search for a cheap apartment in upstate New York, and she was moving from motel to motel. Even if she had had a stable place to live, there weren't many summer jobs up there. But she convinced me that if I lived full-time with my father in New Jersey and not with her, he would be exempt from paying my college tuition. It also became clear that to live with one parent would be a slight to the other. It seemed best to avoid both of them, find a job in a place I knew, and sleep in my car near work. Both of them complained about not having enough money, so I couldn't ask for any. In retrospect, perhaps, I could have done things differently, but I was only 19.